Good morning, Lewis. As we kick off the show, there's a fascinating story brewing in Silicon Valley about the growing trend of young entrepreneurs skipping college altogether. What's your take on this? I was just reading about Sebastian Tan, an 18-year-old who's deferred his Stanford enrollment to join Palantir's Meritocracy Fellowship. Seems like a bold move, don't you think?
Good morning, Alice. Yes, it's definitely a bold move, and one that's part of a broader shift. Sebastian's story is just the tip of the iceberg. We're seeing more and more young people opting for startup jobs or fellowships over traditional college paths. I think this is driven by a combination of factors: the high cost of education, the allure of immediate hands-on experience, and the influence of tech icons like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, who are often cited as role models for this approach. But I wonder if it's sustainable in the long run.
That's an interesting point about the influence of tech icons. I was reading some of the quotes from these young entrepreneurs, and they're quite confident in their decision. One of them, Surya Midha, said, "A degree feels less like a distinction than a delay." It's fascinating how they're redefining what education means. But I wonder, Lewis, are they fooling themselves? After all, David Deming, the Harvard economist, argues that college degrees still pay off in the long run.
I think there's some truth to both perspectives. On one hand, these young entrepreneurs are gaining valuable experience and learning through doing, which can be incredibly powerful. On the other hand, college provides a more well-rounded education that exposes students to diverse ideas and people. It's a bit of a paradox. These self-taught individuals are often the most confident in their abilities. But as Deming points out, they may be fooling themselves. The data still shows that college graduates, on average, earn significantly more over their lifetimes.
That's a good point about the data. I was also struck by the ideological aspect of this movement. Sean Schneider, one of the young entrepreneurs we mentioned, said college signals DEI and woke and compromised institutions. That's a pretty strong statement. It seems like there's a growing divide between those who see college as outdated and those who believe it's still essential. What do you think is driving this ideological divide?
It's definitely a complex issue. I think part of it is the changing landscape of education and the rise of online learning. With so much information available online, some people feel they can learn just as much, if not more, without going through the traditional college route. But there's also an ideological component, as you said. I think some people see college as a liberal institution that's out of touch with their values. It's interesting to see how this plays out in the context of falling male enrollment rates, as you mentioned in the article.
That's an important observation. The article mentioned that college enrollment among men has been declining, and some of these young entrepreneurs are quite vocal about their views on gender roles in education. It's a bit concerning to read their statements about gender and how it relates to their educational choices. I wonder if this is part of a larger trend in how men are perceiving their place in society and education.
It definitely is a concerning trend. As the article points out, some of these young entrepreneurs express views that seem to reinforce traditional gender roles. It's a reminder that while we're seeing some interesting innovations in education, we also need to be vigilant about the underlying ideologies that may be shaping these new approaches. I think it's important to recognize that education should be about empowering all individuals, regardless of gender, to reach their full potential.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that while we may be seeing some exciting developments in alternative education models, we also need to be mindful of the potential pitfalls. The article also mentioned that Palantir's Meritocracy Fellowship is trying to create its own educational model with a focus on how to think and a great books approach. I'm curious to see how that will play out in the long run. Do you think this could be a viable alternative to traditional college education?
It's an interesting experiment, to be sure. The focus on critical thinking and a great books approach is actually quite traditional in some ways. But the delivery is definitely modern. I think it's too early to tell whether this model will be successful. But it's worth noting that some of the most successful people in history have been self-taught or have learned through unconventional means. However, I think it's important to remember that education is not just about what you learn, but also about who you learn with and the environment in which you learn. That's something that traditional colleges have always offered, and it's not something that can be easily replicated in an alternative educational model.
That's a great point about the social and intellectual environment of traditional colleges. It's interesting to see how this debate is playing out in the context of a rapidly changing world. With the rise of AI and other technological advancements, the nature of work and education is evolving at an unprecedented rate. I think we're at a crossroads where traditional education models may need to adapt to stay relevant, but we also need to be careful not to lose sight of the fundamental value of education.
Exactly. This is a pivotal moment for education, and it's clear that the one-size-fits-all model of traditional college education is no longer sufficient for everyone. We need to find ways to make education more accessible, more relevant, and more tailored to individual needs and circumstances. That doesn't necessarily mean abandoning traditional college altogether, but it does mean being open to new approaches and new ways of thinking about education. It's an exciting challenge, if you ask me.
It certainly is an exciting challenge, Lewis. As we wrap up this segment, I think it's clear that this is a complex issue with no easy answers, but it's also clear that the conversation is evolving, and that's a good thing. I think we'll be seeing more developments in this area in the coming years, and it will be interesting to see how they shape the future of education. Thanks for the great discussion, Lewis.
Thanks for having me, Alice. It's been a pleasure discussing this fascinating topic with you. I look forward to seeing how the story unfolds.